All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, welcome to Centaur Views. I am No Sense.
This is your girl, Victoria.
And as always, please like and share and subscribe on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Music, wherever podcasts are available. You can put in our RSS feed. You can also follow us on Instagram as well as Facebook. Any other shout outs we need to get to?
We're going to shout out Black Jesus just because.
Black
Jesus? No.
Well, since it's Pride Week, do you shout out Gay Jesus?
Whoa.
Everybody's saying it was I'm gay, man. It was I'm black.
It's Pride Week?
I mean Pride Month.
Oh, it is.
SpongeBob is gay. That's why they came out.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the gays.
More power to them.
We stand in solidarity with you. Okay.
Stand because I'm scared to bend over.
Too soon, my nigga. You could have waited until after Pride.
Too soon.
Don't at us.
Alright, so we're going to go into our 2 cents for this week. Victoria.
Okay, so mine's just very trivial, but it means a lot to me. You know when you text somebody and you like done with the conversation and they saying okay? Like, I've been trying to figure out a minute now with this whole KK. You get that?
KK.
Yeah. Girls text me and they're like, KK or KKK. And I'm like, what? Why?
I get it from younger people.
Clearly, these old people need to stop. what does that mean? KK. KKK. Stop texting me that shit. I'm not texting okay no more. Okay. Like, okay was fine. And then you remember we had the whole K thing. It's just the letter K. Now we have KK or KKK. I think...
So you went from 2 letters to 1 letter back to...
I'm none right now. I'm not validating you. Just to you and take that up with you and your God. Don't text me okay. Or don't expect to get an okay from me. We got to meet somewhere and you're confirming on text and then I don't respond... It's not that I didn't get your message. My phone is with me 99% of the day.
So you upset at me because you told me you was going to be here 5 minutes and I said okay.
No, your text message triggered. Because I've been trying to figure this out for a minute. Like, what does KK mean?
I ain't never said no KK though.
No, you haven't said KK.
Maybe that's like a predictive text issue.
No.
Where they may have typed something wrong and then they hit K.
No, nigga.
Because like, it's always a big K and a little K, right?
I don't know. Wait, your cousin just did that shit in the other day. Look at that. KK. What the fuck? What does that mean?
That's
oh, it's O and K beside each other? And
L and K.
Okay, well, maybe they're trying to... No, because too many people have done it before. Because not everybody. You can't tell me everybody.
Maybe somebody did it, and then it just... People were like, well, that's the new thing.
I wish you can... I hope you can hear me blinking. How stupid that sounds. Like, jump off the... Like, for real. O and K are close to each other on the keyboard, but I've had this done multiple people. Like, what the... Hold on, I'll show you another person. They sent it to me.
Have you looked it up in Urban Dictionary?
No, that's a great idea. Maybe I should do that. Hold on, I gotta show you this first, so I'm not just pulling the shit out of my ass, though. Fuck, who sent it to me? I can't. Oh, see? KK babes, thanks. The fuck? Okay, let's see what Urban Dictionary says.
It's like when you tell a child, bye-bye.
Somebody obviously is going to ask because Google got the answer. So what does KK mean in the text? K- KKK is an initialism? Internet slang. Okay. So, KK. Y'all gonna be some dumb fucks. Like,
I say, people, we've been so taught to, like, communicate through these phones now that, like, when people get in the job interviews, they don't know how to communicate at all.
Or how to talk to somebody.
They don't understand tone, nothing.
Bro, if a nigga texts me one more time, WYD, I'm going to tell him, sucking dick or something. Something obscure and extra.
I always say something obscure. Like, when people, I'd be like, I'm taking a shit. And it's very messy. I need both hands. I'll take sure if I like it. I get as inappropriate as I can.
Well, I'm going to take a lesson out of your book, and I'm going to do that from now on, because I hate that shit. If you text me WYD, you're going to get no response. You text me yo, you're going to get either yo or no response. That's my two cents. That's all I got, really.
Who is texting you, yo?
Niggas. That's who. Niggas.
I text you, yo, like...
And then follow up.
Yeah, like, yo. And I know once you respond, then I can say what I was wanting to tell you. But just as, like, I need to talk, like, to see what's up. No. Like, if I'm saying yo, that means I need your attention right now. Because there's something I need to bring to you.
No, that's a greeting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, but they follow up with nothing. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't do that if I'm just, like, saying what's up. Like, no. Like, yo. Like, that's. Yeah.
Yo. And they got left on red for about a week and a half. Like, and then, so they called me. I was like,
I'm yeah, not. You hit me with a yo. Something's going on. You need to tell me something at that moment.
Yes, that means something's immediate. Yo, yeah, means you gain immediate attention.
Because you don't stop nobody in the street. Yo.
Yo, let me tell you. No. No, 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 no. No, I, niggas.
Every time I've been stopped with a yo, it's been urgent. Yo. Right. I need a dollar.
No.
Yo,
no.
Your pants on.
This is how this nigga communicates. Like, look at this shit. Yo. It tells me. Because he was getting. No. Because I was responding, yo. Hey, yo, Miss Victoria. Yo, WYD. I said, here we go. Watch the TV. Hey, what the fuck? Leave me alone. Communicate. Articulate. Enunciate.
I hate when people ask you what you're doing. Like, if it's something that requires me to actually give you time, then say, do you have a minute? Don't be nosy into what I'm doing.
Bruh. I didn't show you the last time somebody.
Because is it really gonna factor in? Is your response really gonna factor in to what I answer with?
Somebody takes me WYD. I said I'm wondering what your girlfriend is doing. Like what? Like what? Why are you texting me? Like I ain't here.
Alright, so my two cents is, I just want to know what police do. Like, you don't call a police before a crime. Like, they don't really prevent crime. When you end up calling the police, it's either after a crime or while a crime is happening. And rarely do they stop a crime. It's like their only job is to punish you to show the next person what'll happen if you do the crime. They don't solve crimes.
They damn sure don't.
I mean, Biggie and Tupac killers still out there.
Or
among
they
among lesser known people as well.
They damn sure don't do try the people like themselves when they do the crime. Like,
yeah, like, what exactly do they, like, what, their initial policing came from trying to police slavery. So the undertone of the whole department, you know, the whole organization has those racial undertones. But, yeah, it wasn't to stop crime at all.
Mm-mm.
It was basically for patrol. And we need to look at not only the police training, but what exactly are they supposed to be doing out here?
I saw a tweet. It was like, I think, maybe Amanda Seals tweeted it, but like, I think it was Texas, maybe? I'm not sure. I don't know. But they were saying that they were going to defund their police department, and then reports came out that like they got a $5.1 billion increase. And I was like, wait, what city in the United States has that amount of money to give to the police department? The police?
But that's my thing.
And y'all don't do shit.
The police is getting all of this money, but it's not going to their salaries. So you have underpaid, undertrained people doing this job. This important job.
This very important job.
It's just
why is All Lives Matter trending? Okay. Oh, shit. They're talking about All Birthdays trending.
Okay. Stay off of Twitter.
Yeah,
we're doing
a
show.
We are.
But yeah, that's my two cents. I just want to know exactly what are they doing. We're protesting over what they're doing, but exactly what is their job? Like, as a policeman, what is supposed to be your job? You haven't created peace. You haven't upheld peace.
Not like top flight security.
I mean, the best thing that they're doing is when they're protesting and they're protesting the protesters' rights of having peaceful protests, but that's it. I haven't seen like what a cop has done as far as eliminate crime.
I've always told my sons that they can be whatever they want to be except for police or somebody in the military. I'm not standing behind that shit. Oh, fake ass job. Oh my God, that's horrible. Don't at me for that. But nah.
I mean, Dave Chappelle, if you watch the Dave Chappelle special.
I forgot to watch it.
You forgot? No, he talks about the whole complex of being black in the military and being a cop. Mm. Chris Dorner is one of the stories that he talks about.
Remind me, who's Chris Dorner again?
He was the guy in, I think, California, mm-hmm. who was a policeman. He got fired because he reported his white police, she was a...
Co-worker?
Yeah, but she was either kicking, like a handicap.
What the fuck?
I mean, not a handcuff person. who was already detained, so he reported he got fired. So he wrote, like, this long manifesto and went on the killing spree. And he, Cat Williams said, we got him, he's in a cabin surrounded. And then the next thing, they went to a commercial and he was dead. Like, they just killed this man on national TV. Like, they never said it come out of... Yeah, that's who that is. Like, and what Dave Chappelle speaks on is the fact that he killed 4 cops, but 200 came to kill him.
God damn.
Like, because you killed one of our own. Like, now that's happening now.
Right.
You know, people are protesting. So, it's a real good... I mean, it's only like... 20 some odd minutes, like 27 minutes is he says a lot of very deep mm-hmm. things. I mean, he, of course, we all know, if you are a fan of Dave Chappelle, he's not a comedian as far as I'm just here to tell jokes. He's one of those great comedians.
Like, he's going to tell a story.
Yeah.
So why did he only leave out black women?
Why did he what?
Leave out black women when he was naming names. Like, Breonna Taylor's story is too public for him, and just...
I'm not sure why he left out that or Sandra Bland, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he doesn't have a daughter, so I guess with his thing... Because I've heard before he said his sons.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it just... Those are the ones that hit him.
I can see that.
Because you can tell, like, a lot of his... And I'm giving it a benefit of the doubt simply because being a comedian and being mm-hmm. and speaking about certain things, you can tell, like, this wasn't like something that he wrote down, he went verbatim. Mm-hmm. Like, this was something that was very fresh and you knew he wanted to make points.
Okay.
So there could have been references where he just skipped over things. because he was so passionate about it. I can accept
that, but I still think that that's part of the bigger problem with black men and black women. Like,
we don't accept each other's.
No, black women always speak on, like, we're always speaking on stuff that affect black men. Not so much on the other side. Do you know about fibroids?
About what?
Exactly, my nigga.
Oh, fibroids.
Fibroids.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you said five boys. I'm like,
you know, I can't talk. I got that Camden twang. No, fibroids. You know fibroids?
Heard of it, but I'm not going to sit here and act like I know.
Okay. Read up on fibroids. Bet y'all know about prostate cancer.
That's personal.
Fibroids are too.
I mean, like, relatives, personal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a prostate, so. Like, the fact that I know that the black men have issues with that, I'm just. Because I care about y'all niggas. Like, that's for another podcast. We're going to get off this tangent and get into the show.
Okay, so I had a whole conversation with myself just now.
My nigga.
But basically,
what would you do without me? Like, first of all, because I'm sitting there like, you're going, and I looked up. You're not even recording. Okay, run that shit back, sober.
So basically, this show is going back to our format that we started where we discuss a certain topic. However, it's hard for us to continue to move on and not talk about what's going on in the current state of affair in America.
I mean, we literally are talking about culture stuff. I think that our direction is going to be trying to be solutions to problems instead of griping about all of our problems. Because we know, if you're black, well, I wouldn't say that because Candace Owens is black. But a lot of black people, a lot of Moorish, African-descended people know what's going on in America. And we live the experience every day. I think it's important that we not only talk about our issues, since we are a cultural podcast, but it's also helpful to talk about solutions.
Yeah, so we just, you know, we are going to come out with more shows that hit on things, but now we just want to go kind of back into some of the stuff that we've wanted to talk from the beginning that still has
relevance.
Yeah, relevance to the things that we're going through, how we can succeed as not only as a people, but as people in general. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to push that out there. We just want our listeners to know that, you know, we still are doing, we're saying a lot, you know, in our other formats, I guess you could say. But, you know, it's just sometimes we need to take a break and talk about other issues that we also have, which today's show is about a issue that shocks Victoria.
It shocks the shit out of me because I don't understand. No comprendo.
It seems that the millennials are now having less sex than prior generations. You got some of the stats.
So, CNN, like, this is like a recent article that I found. Whoa, I almost lost it. And this is not even CNN, but it's The Guardian, actually. The Guardian just posted, published an article about young Americans having less sex than ever. I don't know. I don't do stats, first of all, because who the fuck are they asking? I ain't never got asked. How you get my number? First of all, how you get my number? And what the fuck are you talking about?
They went through your Facebook history. They went through all that.
That's weird. That's weird. Nonetheless, I'm here to give you the stats. So, according to a published journal, a study published in Journal of the American Medical Association, data collected between 2000 and 2018, shows that approximately 1 in 3 men aged 18 to 24 years reported no sexual activity in the past year. Sexual inactivity also increased among men and women aged 25 to 34 years, with the increase among men mainly occurring among unmarried individuals. That sucks.
Well, marriage has always been an issue.
I mean, yeah, because, well, I mean, when I was married, I had a lot of sex. I ain't been married in about 5 years. It ain't even been that long. God bless divorces. I struggled, but that was a personal issue. They struggled not having the sex. I don't understand. Trey, I don't understand. Like, I get that people are not having sex because it's hard to communicate because you're doing KKs, sending KK to motherfuckers. Like, and, I mean, what the fuck? It says fewer opportunities to initiate sexual activity is happening when both partners are engaged in social media, electronic gaming, or binge watching. Why they blaming all this on?
It is. It is because it's the lack of being able to learn how to communicate in reality in a real world setting. Maybe so think about naive. If I'm brought up and my communication level is taught from texting? Social media, texting, even nowadays, I mean, people, you know, with the pandemic, people are going to school through this, and you know, this isn't something, it's not a new technology as far as, you know, it's been out there.
Yeah.
But for us, we lived to where it wasn't available. So we know we were raised to be appreciative. Now, this generation that's coming right up under us, iPhones was in their hands, you know, when they were 10 years old.
True, because the way my children talk to their friends on Fortnite is so, I'm so disgusted. I was like, how do you talk to these people like that?
But imagine, I mean, imagine putting a child in a room with other kids with no technology nowadays.
Oh, what is that?
It's awkward.
Very.
It's very awkward. So you think about the younger generation, they haven't learned that. Because it's a lot of people, especially where we at, when they come in and they're young and this is their first, like, office job, they don't really know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know tones, you know, they're so used in, you know, if someone types something that's, you know, if it doesn't have an abbreviation, if it's professional, mm-hmm. it comes off as being condescending, when no, it's, you have to talk a different way when you're working, you
that's
know.
Interesting.
And it's the scared of interviewing that so many of them.
And a lot of those kids have a lot of stress and anxiety and shit, like social anxiety.
Exactly.
You see, Summer Walker can't even, like, communicate.
Yeah, like, you're an artist and you can't do shows because of, you know, your social anxiety. Like, that's your livelihood, but it's something that you live with. So,
right.
You can imagine for someone who, you know, is social awkward if they have some type of, you know, self-confidence issues,
mm-hmm.
how that's going to tie in to being able to go out and meet somebody to have that opportunity. Like I said, it lowers the chances of the opportunity.
What does that mean that's going on? So, like, Gen Z, they, of course, mix it up with millennials. Like, we're not in our fucking 30s, but whatever. So, Gen Z, they won't be able to ask for extra packet, some extra ketchup at the restaurant, but they gonna burn down the motherfucking city. It's like, we was worried about y'all. I'm not losing hope on these kids. I just wish they were having more sex. Like, that's the most godliest thing you can do. Like, that's, you're doing God's work, honestly.
So what about people doing less hoeing? I mean, more men now are taking celibacy vows. They're finding out their worth. I think that may have something to do with it as well.
I don't know enough men to have an opinion on that. That's taking their vows celibacy, because all of them are trying to get at me, so I don't know enough.
I mean, I've done it before.
Celibacy?
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
A year.
Damn.
But I was having consistent sex and realizing that...
It's about a void.
Yeah, I was feeling a void with something that was not going to be fixed with just...
Sex?
Yeah.
Even if I'm not having sex, I'm masturbating. Like, I don't understand.
Because, I mean, you gotta realize when you are single.
I am.
As a man.
Oh, yeah. That part.
You know, the sex, you still have the games. You know, females are always going to be, women are always going to be more emotional. Women are always going to be more emotional. And so, it's like, I don't want to feel anything. Like, I just want to have great sex and mm-hmm. there be nothing attached. And it's like...
Why do men say that? Like, women don't do the same thing.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
For women, when if you meet somebody somewhere,
uh-huh.
her intention would be, I'm sleeping for something further to happen. Like, I like you.
Uh-huh.
My intention is,
I'm sleeping with that.
You because I like you. I'm not sleeping with you because I want to do something more. Like, I just like sex right now. And so it started to become a headache because you have to go through the whole, okay, now we had sex 3 times. It's not a relationship. I don't want to have this talk anymore.
So you're saying that men don't want to deal with the emotional baggage of a woman?
Not the emotional baggage. It just...
It seems like a hindrance.
I mean, just not just emotional. Just
personally, it seems like a hindrance.
And then, like, I have friends who, you know, they have their relationships and then they go off and do stuff and, you know, they... might not be faithful or whatever, but my thing is, you know how much headache that you have. Like, you are going to have heart problems early in your life because you have to consider every time somebody knock on the door, you have to be worried about who that is knocking on the door,
right?
Because you doing dirt. And I think that's the thing, is men especially, like I said, it's on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women do think more with their heart than their brain, but mm-hmm. then men, because we assume that,
mm-hmm.
we say, oh, well, I'm going to tell her everything she wants to hear.
Mm.
So you're telling her this stuff to lead her on.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though she may be in that process, I'm just trying to look.
Mm-hmm.
By you going and trying to change that to think that that's how you're going to get the booty,
mm-hmm.
now you're playing with the female's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, that becomes to where, okay, now I have to say something to do this. And I have to think of the right thing to say so I can continue to get this. Not knowing all along if you were just up front.
Yeah, I was just about to... You know,
and the thing is, a lot of times I've been up front with women.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they feel something and I tell them, no, it's not that, then it's anger. And like, well,
I can understand.
Like, do I really want to deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can hit something up every 2 weeks.
I feel you. I feel the same way, honestly.
And so, like, that thing, it was just...
I really want to fuck with
this. It became too much of a headache for something that lasted, you know, 30 minutes to an hour.
I think on both sides, like, it's... I had to even come to terms with this myself. It's like... impossible, especially me, it's impossible to continue. No, it's not. No, never mind. I would like to think it's impossible not to have any emotional, if you're like fucking somebody or having sex with somebody for long periods of time, but y'all not together. Like, it's expected for me, but I think that what I would like to see men do is just continuously, like, no, this is where I'm at. This is where I've been. We've already talked about this. And if you want something else, willing to let them go. Because men are not doing it. They're like, okay, I'm going to give in.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing good and goddamn well they don't want this whole fucking relationship. Like, just let that person go, because it's greed and ego, in my opinion. Nonetheless. Okay. I think that, like, I see from my experience that there's, like, a lack of intimacy that people have. Like, people don't get to, like, they're very superficial and don't really, like, get to know people. I go back to what you're saying about, like, self-consciousness and anxiety. Like, I think that people don't do enough self-work before they go and, like, start having sex and with everybody. So if you don't, like, if you're not seeing, if you're not that for yourself, first of all, like, and then you going and just sleeping with a bunch of random people, like, it can feel like a hole. Like, it's hollow and very shallow and superficial. We have a lot of superficial relationships and connections, like, oh, I've been friends with this person since I've been 2, just because I've known them all my life. But they're not great friends to you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we have a lot of superficial connections, and that causes the lack of intimacy. Because how can you be real with somebody that you're not intimate with? Like, I don't understand the concept.
I think even with that, it's, you know, just like when you hear, like, women say, well, he doesn't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I mean, when you talk more to your friends about your issues than you do
your significant other. Yeah,
especially when those issues are something that's in the relationship.
Yes.
And you and me, with us, we, a lot of times, something small, like, mm-hmm. can just turn us off about somebody. Like, if you...
Oh, yes.
If you know, if we're together, and say, oh, well, I got this whole dinner for you, and one of the ingredients in that dinner is something that you know for a fact that I've repeatedly told you, mm-hmm. I don't eat, but yet you just got me confused because you've been so intimate with everybody else, and you know, I forgot. Like, you're not listening to me. You're not mm-hmm. taking into account my wants and my needs. And so I think we do that, you know, and we do that with friendship. There's a lot of things where your friends know certain things
mm-hmm.
that's going on in your relationship, and the person who you with are not.
Or certain aspects of yourself and your significant other is not even privy to that.
Yeah, and then it's, we'll have friends who they value so much of being the person that they don't tell you, well, you need to talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
They just tell you, well, you should do this. But in essence, they need to be leading you to talk with the person that the issue is with.
Right.
So they, you know, they aren't really your friends. They're just your gossip buddies.
1,000%. Like, I get that. I had a situation, like, yeah, I'm gonna say it. I had a situation where, like, I felt secondary to my significant other, my partner's friends, and they didn't comprehend that. And I just saw, like, when you're in a relationship, you see people, like, flourishing outside of their relationships. Like, people, I don't know if people understand that you're in a relationship with whomever you're relating to. Like, even if it's a coworker, it's a friend, or these are all relationships.
Mm.
Might be different variations of them, but they're all relationships. And you see your partner flourishing in other relationship aspects of their relationship, and then you're in the relationship, and your relationship is not flourishing. It could be me. It could be me. And it could be just the lack of intimacy, I think, or that, I don't know why people are, I don't know why people, I'm going to speak for personal experience. Why am I afraid to be vulnerable and intimate with someone? I know it's because I've been hurt before, and I don't have the language to explain certain parts of myself. And I think that goes back to, like, with the whole, this day and age, it does concern me that kids are not, and I say kids, maybe 20 years old, because I'm, yeah, are not, they don't have the language to communicate their feelings and explain their anxieties and their emotions. Like, I'm concerned about that, but I still don't understand about this whole not having sex thing. And you don't have to talk during sex, even though that would be nice. It's very nice. I digress. I went to a place that I need to go visit.
So, lacking intimacy, I don't think it would affect random sex, though.
I treat all of my sex.
I mean, you wouldn't. I mean, you would expect a certain level of intimacy.
Awesome. What?
But I think when it becomes like relationships, it has to be more, because you do know so much about the person that you have to. It has to be like a certain aspect of something just the two of you share.
Yes, I agree. Why else do you think like people are not fucking? Like, what the fuck?
I think STDs are like very real now.
Yeah, they've been real.
But I'm saying, like, in the 70s, you know, it was like it wasn't a concern. In the 80s, it was AIDS, but it was so much ignorance about this stuff. It was
a concern. People just did not have the concern.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, oh, that's a gay man's disease. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, there was so much stuff that wasn't learned. And I think ignorance now.
If ignorance is bliss, huh?
Exactly. And so now you're not ignorant and you're not having sex, so you're not blissful. But I think, yeah, like a lot of people are realizing that, yeah, I don't want to put myself out there. I don't want to make myself available. Mm-hmm. We're facing, you know, what is that, NBA Youngboy who's out here making songs that he had herpes, and celebrities are coming out, you know, being, their records are coming out saying that they gave such and such. Like, it's being a real thing to where you're actually paying attention to these statistics and stuff of that nature. So that could be an issue, is I'm young, I'm not in a relationship, but I know that this stuff is out there and I don't want to.
Do you really think the 20-year-olds are thinking about that? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I mean, that could be one of the many reasons why they are so depressed. Because, I mean, now you get any type of stigma, that's it. Whatever you're trying to do is over.
Yeah, they really do care about what other people think. I mean, I don't know. That's a big one. Like, this stuff was already, like, this stuff was always a thing. Like,
I think police brutality was always a thing. It's just now it's in your face.
Whose face? Because it's been always in my.
But I'm saying, like,
not
like,
always, but
like Will Smith said, it's being recorded now. It's being seen. So
people
now
are choosing to look at it now instead of acting like it doesn't exist. I get it.
So when it's everywhere now, it's like, okay, this is real, you know.
I think you also hit it on it, like, the access though. Like, it's, you can like pull up. I guess you don't have to. I was watching a show last night called Survivor's Remorse, and I'm like, I just discovered this show and I'm pissed off that it doesn't come on anymore. I'm on my last season, so I'm like almost heartbroken because I've been binging all weekend. But it's a Chinese billionaire, and he made this, he's dating one of the guy's mom, well, the guy's mom, and he created this doll that looks just like her, because he was in China and she was all the way in Atlanta. So, and he sent her one that looked like him, and I was just like, what the fuck? I need to do that. But they have those dolls. You remember that dude that was on Facebook that had married his doll?
No.
You don't remember seeing that?
No, I wouldn't have looked into that or anything.
It was bug. Like, he bought a ring and everything.
No, I would not have paid that.
And it was a black dude too.
I would not know.
He had him a little doll. He had married it. Oh my dear. I guess She ain't got to talk shit. She ain't talking no smack. I can dig it. But they have so many different toys and shit now that you can use. And, like, oh, they have the little penises that kind of pump up. Like, feel like a real life ding-a-ling. And
that's what we need. We need to do a show after we talk about ding-a-lings? No, try out some of the toys.
But you told me I talk about sex too much. I love sex. Like, it's like breathing to me. Like, it has to, like, I don't understand. Like, that's like brushing my teeth. You gotta get your nut off. Like I don't understand. That's a stress reliever.
Sometimes it gives you stress.
You ain't doing it with the right person then. That's why you got several.
That's why you got several. You gotta make the right, you gotta build a bitch.
Yes, you do. You do. I swear I'm polyamorous. Like I don't see, like, it doesn't make sense. In my brain, it doesn't make sense to have one, put so much pressure on one person. Like, you gotta be my everything. Like, I like aspects of you. I like aspects. Everybody serves a motherfucking purpose. Everybody. So,
you know, that's I don't understand how it is a modern idea, but it's considered tradition.
What? Polygamy? No,
monogamy.
It's a modern, it's very modern.
But old people, that's what you're supposed to do. You don't find, like, a person who's at everything. You just find a person who has 75% and you work on the 20. No, like, it's more than that. It's a whole history behind that.
Yeah,
that, you know, that's an episode.
Instead the okay.
But, like, what's next behind intimacy? Like,
the ease of access. What do you, like, I went into that.
Oh, yeah. Like, since Pornhub is, like, on everybody's bookmark.
Yeah. Hopefully your DuckDuckGo bookmark, because Google be snitching. You type in peen and porn come up with Google. Go to DuckDuckGo. They don't trace your shit.
So, yeah, I think that. Yeah, ease of access, because you can type in what you want to see, who you want to see, mm-hmm. how you want to see it, virtual reality, all the toys. You know, it's not, you're not sneaking in your parents' room and having to rewind the tape at a certain part and make it look like you wasn't doing, you know, watching it. It's whatever you want is there. So you really have this false expectation in reality. How
sex people are supposed to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, dudes, Ben, that's like old. Like, dudes always had this unrealistic expectation with sex, because, like, in porn, you don't see them, no foreplay. Like, you don't see foreplay. You don't see, like, a lot of women now, maybe, but you don't, like, traditionally, you don't see a lot of women, like, getting pleased in this. They gotta get handled. And they're
very, very submissive.
Very, very.
If not being abused.
Right. Very, like, they get handled. Like, don't be trying to handle me. Like, that's out of the question. So, yeah, and then they do have unrealistic, because, yeah, you gotta wind that bitch up. Like, you can't just go in there, running down like a crash dummy and not expect it to be, like, because you're going to get, that's painful, actually. It's very painful. Just running straight in there without any lubrication, and it's not cool. Nobody's going to have fun, but you got your nut, but hey.
So, yeah, I think ease of access, it just, after a while, gets you numb, you know, for people, you know, when they say porn addicts, like, you go out and you get this stuff, and to reach that level you know, you got to watch the, you know, your stuff starts getting more perverse over time.
Yeah.
And then reality comes in and this girl, she's
right,
has a blemish, or, you know, is just a regular house. It's
when I heard Kanye talk about this chick bleaching her asshole, and I was like, what the fuck? Is that a thing? Like, I didn't know that's a thing. And I'm thinking about porn. I'm like, where is this expectation when you gotta bleach your whole fucking asshole? Just like, what the fuck? Hey, especially black women, we have all different types of, sometimes our pigment of the skin is all different types and everything. So I'm like, really? Y'all really? Men have this very high expectation of what a woman's body should look like.
But I mean, just in the positions and just
right,
everything, it's just like regular people don't do all that.
This is a production.
What's the dude that wear knee pads? Like, he...
Wait. Pause. Wait, what? Why does he have knee pads on?
I don't know if he was like a high school athlete, need something, but he wears knee pads. Like, why he is doing porn?
I have a question. Does he wear a condom? No. What the fuck are you talking? What are we talking about?
You have the wrong type of protective gear on, sir.
What are you saying? What are we doing?
We do not need that type of protective gear in the bedroom. Yeah.
Knee pads. Are you giving head on your knee? I'm so confused. I need to see this. Pull that nigga up. What's his name?
I don't know his name.
I'm going to Google it. Google tell me. They tell me everything.
I don't know. No, I know, was it Mr. Marcus because of the hat?
Oh, God.
I don't know a lot of the dudes.
So what did I put in Google? Like, dude who wears knee pads doing porn? Dude who wears...
Porn star with knee pad.
Okay, because I'm always very specific when I do my searches. Porn star with knee pads? I put knee pads. Oh, my God. Knee pads.
Watch it be some fetish ass.
Fresh like. Yashua strapped on some knee pads and left my self-respect behind. I shouldn't be looking at this in Google. Never mind. My sons use my phone sometimes. Oh, God. Let me delete that. Because Google will tell your business. It will watch pee. Okay. Ooh. I thought it was going to come up. let me. How do I forget? I haven't done this in a while. Change my history. But yeah, that's fucking stupid. That's the stupidest shit I heard all day. In a week, sex is becoming rare for young people. That's not what I'm... Okay, it didn't catch my search. Okay, that's great. I hope I don't start seeing knee pad ads. I fucking hate Google, man. They always listen to people's conversation. They be out, man. Oh, my God. Okay, depression. I think people are depressed. A lot of people are depressed. And it's hard to be, because I've been, was it last year? I don't even know what time it is these days. 2018 was really hard for me. And I recall not having as much sex, too. That sucked. I remember it. And I'm not even going to go there.
I think because one of the symptoms of depression is lack of rest. You don't rest. You don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole being is exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about being physical,
that's
labor. Yeah, it's labor.
Like, no, I don't want to suck your dick tonight. Do I have to just get you?
No, I'm saying you think about because when you have sex, you want to. It's supposed to be pleasurable for both people.
Right.
So when you're depressed, you're not trying to please anybody.
You damn sure, because you barely can. You cannot please yourself when you're depressed. It's damn near impossible. It's very damning. Doable, but damning. I think that I was reading something saying that sex is... it boosts your immune system.
Well, that's because the chemicals that release.
It is. It's a lot of...
Trust me, I've been trying... I was talking myself into pussy a long time.
I can imagine, sir. Yeah, I sent this to this girl. I know she's dealing with depression right now. And I said, I sent her those sex facts. It's not having enough sex can put you at risk of anxiety, paranoia, and depression. Have sex, people. We don't want y'all depressed.
Okay, so I think one thing we haven't hit on, which I think we kind of discussed when we were coming up with this show, is just the actual work. When you mm-hmm. think about, like, your millennial home now,
yeah,
the family structure is set up different. Uh-huh. So back in the day, a man was the one who did the work, the monetary he provided.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked a 9-to-5, and the wife took care of home.
Right.
So while he was doing 9-to-5, she was upkeeping the home, taking care of the children, cooking dinner. Now, with the...
She had all day to think about how she was going to have him pity-pat on that pussy when he got home.
And so...
Ain't nobody got time.
Nowadays, with how the world is structured, it's very hard to have a one-income household. And so both parents...
Two-income household?
No, it's very hard to have a one. It's hard to have a two-income household now that it's still...
Yeah, okay.
It's being... In a one-income household is almost undoable for the average American. So
yeah,
both
and then women are the breadwinner. Well, women are the head of households right now.
Yeah, so you're the head of the household, plus you're working a 9-to-5, plus if you are any type of a if you have children, you're both sharing in that now, especially with the pandemic. You know, it's with the homeschooling, so it's a shared responsibility as it should be. But at the end of the day, it's 11 o'clock at night. You done got the kids to bed. You barely got everything ready for tomorrow. You know that you got to wake up and start getting ready for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you look at that person, like, you're tired. You're mentally and physically drained.
So all you want to do is just spoon in the bed and
Your bed is for one thing, and sleep at that point. You know, and it's... And a lot of things, I think, like we were saying, intimacy is lost when that becomes a grind.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to work, you're coming home, you're taking care of the kids.
If you're coming home, you might have to do practices and all this other
But I'm saying, like, you're dealing with all of this stuff. And so there isn't a time necessarily where you check in with each other. You guys lose that time. And so if your time right there, those last 30 minutes before you go to sleep, that's not always going to be guaranteed to be like, okay, after I get this out, now I need to physically express. Because like I said, it's gotten to the point now where when we're finally going to bed, we're going to bed to sleep because we are actually tired.
Yeah.
Because of what we have to do, this rise and grind that we have to do.
I hate it. I wish we, I hope we come out of this with a 4-day work week, because, we need it. It is, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. It is exhausting being in the capitalistic America right now. That's why I want to grind and get my money so I cannot have to fucking worry about this shit anymore. It is hard. You think about, especially, like I said, the unrealistic expectations, like, with women, like, the pleasure department. It's like, sometimes I just want to get my, I just want my head, and I don't want to suck your dick. Like, why? But do something with that. They want it for themselves, or...
Well, I think it has to be two-way. Like, if I'm going to do it sometimes... Why? No, I'm saying if I'm going to do it sometimes, and you not do it, then... Can you do it sometimes and I not do it?
Yes,
that's the thing.
Like, reciprocity.
Like, I have to.
People don't know that word.
Yeah, so it's like I have to know that.
Try to be and tell
us. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do this for you. But you know, next Tuesday, you know, when I don't want to go through the whole shebang, can you just hit? You just hit the pipe a couple times.
It's important. Like, sex is important.
And I think with that, along with the hustle and bustle, you get mundane. So, you know, you see your wife or your significant other, they get dressed up to go be around everybody in the office. And by the time you get home and get settled,
they got their bonnet on. They got their sweatpants on.
So it's like
their glasses on. Contacts come out.
Yeah, so it's like I'm not who you had, you know.
Your priorities fucked.
Yeah, like I'm getting you just not prepped at all.
Nope.
Priorities fucked. You know, and that goes for us too, men. You know.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, we just want to go come home, drink your beer, play your game. And I'm tired. Like, fuck all that.
Like, and I feel, especially now, I think with the pandemic and a lot of people working from home and waking up, you know, some people are like in their PJs, like they find themselves in their PJs for 3-4 days. And it's just like,
you see, somebody told me today, so like, the other day, it's like, are you on Facebook with your pajamas on? I am.
But you know, it's like because it's no routine anymore.
There's
you
just, no routine,
and so it's like she got that same shit on.
Got the same T-shirt on.
Yeah, it's like so you're not spending that time to get special for that person because it's like oh well they love me so I don't have to throw on anything, no base, no foundation. I don't have to take the bonnet off. I don't have to, so you know, and dudes be like I just get the wife beat in some boxes.
Oh God.
You know, and keep it moving.
Oh, I showered.
Yeah,
good
but then
for you, sir.
But when you go to the store, you go and you do all this whole routine because you know other people gonna see you. Mm. And we have to remember that you still have to impress your lover as well. So I think that's a big issue, is just complacency.
Yeah.
Especially in relationships. That stop. So I guess with both of us we have two different
perspectives.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship. You're single.
I'm single, and that's how I mix it up. Like you have to mix it up, and like sex is a priority to me because even if, like I said, even if it's with myself, like because it, I know the benefits of it. It is a stress reliever, especially, and it's and mixing it up helps. I don't like mundane shit, and us being in quarantine has been like hell. I'm waking up every day to do the exact same thing. I hate hearing, what are you going to do? I don't know. Go in the living room today? So it's important that I prioritize making sure that I cope. It's my coping skills. What else are benefits of having sex? What are the benefits?
Think it is definitely a stress reliever. I think especially like in relationships, when you get finished, if it's healthy, like it's almost like it's kind of a very serene peace.
Yeah.
After you have sex with somebody, and it's not just because we angry, you know what I'm saying? It's make up, like it's just good sex, and y'all having good time, like y'all had a good day, and everything else.
If it's with the right person, I agree.
And I think just if, like, let's say I'm, you know, if I was single, and I was to go out and had a rough week, you know, went out with the fellas, went home with a female, whatever. If I did my thing, then it's like, okay, you know, yeah. Hey, you know, I got that. A little stretch of the week, got something different. So, yeah, it does. But it all lies in it being healthy.
Yes, and with the right person. I agree. Because my sex life with my marriage was wonderful. Just not the right person I should have been. Like, that relationship was toxic as fuck. Great sex. Very often. Daily. It was great. Let's get out of that memory. let's not sit in that. I think as far as your mental health, your physical health, it's cardio. That's the only cardio that I actually like. It's fucking and dancing. I do like dancing. But having sex is like, that's cardio. It's good for your heart. It's good for your endurance. Yeah. You burn a lot of calories having sex. And for a healthy, chunky lady, like, I need all the exercise I need. I'm thick up. Stretching. It's like yoga and Pilates.
What yoga class have you been doing?
You not ever done the downward dog? What?
Ain't nobody fit no dick in me.
Yo, I was doing yoga one time and I had this, oh my God, I need that back in my life.
You had an instructor?
No, it wasn't instructor. Somebody was there with me when I was doing yoga, and that worked out very well. That was great. I need to get back in yoga. Like the stretching. Yeah, that's all about, yeah. You get that good stretch. I need to have sex. My cycle's already it's been like 3 weeks.
I think that's one of the biggest things too is just even though we still there's so much access to sex.
I think people crave having to have sex over the intimacy.
But I think it still has so much bad connotation. There's so much ignorance around it.
Yes.
When you have it, what's quality sex? Mm-hmm. Like the reasoning behind.
Even masturbation. I was like, the people that don't masturbate, like the guys I come across that don't masturbate. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, you're slinging your dick to me, but then I'm like, nah, I'm good. Maybe you should take that care of that yourself. And it was like, it's no fun. What? Why? Why is that no fun?
It's fun. They're just not. They trying to be cool.
That's, I guess.
I mean, the only time that you wouldn't is if you about to go see a girl. That's when you get old.
That's stupid. But masturbation is like the bomb. Like how, especially women. I don't understand why women don't masturbate. Like, how can you expect this dude to please you if you don't know how to please yourself? Like, you got to know thyself. Drake said it. No, that's so.
Yeah, I think so. It people are.
Why is that still taboo?
And I'm not saying sex, like the sex itself, as far as the. But I think people are having sex for bad reasons.
Yes.
So that's what is that connotation still is. Because we all know that sex is going to sell, so people are going to degrade themselves into doing certain amount of things for money. Mm. And it's the old, you know, prostitution is still the oldest profession in the world.
Right.
So it's a lot of negativity around sex. Mm-hmm. It's condemned in most religious circles. So,
oh, yeah.
It's just something that is always going to be a touchy subject.
Yeah, I posted a picture of me of a lady.
Just like when we have conversations, don't mean to cut you off, but mm-hmm. racism and sexism are like two of the biggest isms in America.
Right. I agree. I don't understand why like everybody ain't got here because of somebody sticking dick in the vagina. Dick in the vagina. She's fly. I don't understand. I posted a picture about, it was like this painting and somebody had like Photoshop a vibrator on it and the lady was like laying back on the couch. It was like nobody and me for the seventh time today. And my cousin was like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, did you get the fuck off my damn face?
Seven times? Well, that's some battery power. Well, she had Energizer.
I mean, the fact that the clit went numb, like I want to know your secrets. How do you not numb it? Because after a while.
Yo, she done put so much doggone vibration in that. She that's a cell phone tower right there.
Nigga, I need to know. Because after about two, I could do about four max a whole entire day. Like, but seven, my nigga? The seventh time? Like, your clip is fucking phenomenal. Like, I done vibrated the whole fucking nerve endings off that bitch. Like, I can't feel nothing anymore. So I'm so confused. Don't at me.
You are going to get a lot of ads.
Maybe. Don't at me. Don't be in my inbox either. Like, nah, I'm good.
You'll be in your inbox. What you doing?
What you doing? WYD. Yo.
KK.
KK. I can't stand your black ass. So, in conclusion, we're going to wrap this up because we could be here all day talking about dirty little jokes. We're going to wrap this up. In conclusion.
That's what you need to do. Wrap it up.
Please, wrap it up. Okay, we're going to make some points. Wrap it up. Self-love is the best love. Talk to people. Don't be afraid. We are all in this together. And know that sex is it could get nasty, but it's still a godly thing. Like, you create when you have sex. Don't create, though. We're good on that part.
No, but like, lady, don't get pregnant.
Right. Don't get pregnant. Know when you're ovulating, fellas. Know when your bitch is ovulating. I shouldn't say bitch.
Women.
Know when your woman, your partner is ovulating. That's how you take your power back. You won't be on child support 10 months later. What else? What other points do we want to cover? It helps with depression. Like, we it's a lot of shit going on. And to combat all the evilness that's going on in the world, I think creating love and making love, this is the first time I said love all the whole show. Making love and creating love is the answer. It's the answer. Like, if we're more bond, I think we've gotten away from connection. And if we connect in our households, that's where everything starts, in your house. In your household, whether you're single or in a relationship, creating that and cultivating love helps fight against oppression. It helps fight against all this other stuff. The world is crazy, so I think that's
I mean, I've done my part for racism. I had sex with a lot of white girls.
Okay. I have yet to have sex with a white boy, and I don't know if I want to.
See, that's racist.
I got called racist yesterday by one of my good friends, and I'm okay with the decisions that I've been making with my life right now. So, whatever. I have to tell you off the show what I said. Shoot, I was not. I don't want to get at for that, though. I'm good.
But nah, man, for real, just know that the deeper, there's, sex can just be sex, but it's also a deeper thing, and it's like beautiful. Victoria said, it can be nasty. Sometimes that's the best kind.
I'm going to say, nasty is the best, though.
But, we also need to be knowledgeable and aware when it comes to sex, and just be respectful of each other, like, that's the thing with a lot of issues, is we have high expectations, and instead of asking people what they want,
oh my god, just go communication for self. Yes.
So we're gonna go into our next segment, and before we go
forth and fornicate.
Go meet me a girl named Kate now.
Wait.
All right, so this week's spotlight, to kind of go along with our discussion, is someone who is very
sexy,
sexual,
very sexy.
That too, but she does not shy away from flaunting or talking about sex.
Does she talk about sex? Yeah, she does with her husband. I should say. With her husband.
All right, so who is our Sagittarius spotlight on this week?
For this week, we're going to do our spotlight on the beautiful Tiana Taylor, also known as Tiana Shumpert. Tiana is an American singer, songwriter, actress, dancer, choreographer, director, model, business owner. The girl got bags. She was born on December 10th, 1990. Damn, she's old. She's 29 years old. She is married to the fine Iman Shumpert. They were married in 2016, and he fine and she fine. And I just know that they're having bomb sex. Like, I would pay money to sit in the room and watch them have sex. Like, that tall, chiseled black man and that petite, chiseled black woman, just the melanin, it would be beautiful. Okay, Trey's looking at me like, bitch. I had a moment again. I need sex in my life. She was discovered by, well, she first was signed to Pharrell's Star Trek Entertainment imprint. In 2005, she was known for her national appearance on MTV's My Super Sweet 16 when she had this very lavish birthday party. She just announced that her and her husband, Iman, are having another baby. Baby Junie had already dropped the tea on her live, I think, a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week. But they have this little baby. Their daughter is adorable also. Little Junie, Iman Taylor Shumpert Jr. She is under right now signed under Good Music with Kanye, right?
Yeah.
Kanye, and I'm glad that she's taking a turn to take control over her music, because Kanye fucked her over with that last album. Although it was very great, it was not what she wanted. She's definitely changing the game with her directing skills, and she has the Auntie Spike T Productions. She's producing and directing videos for, oh god, who did she do a video for recently? Oh my goodness, I should be well prepared, better prepared than this. I know she's done her own videos, and mine's rapping. I know she helps him also. But yeah, you can see her on Madea's Big Family, Happy Family, The After Party, Hit the Floor, Stump the Yard. She's dope. And a sex symbol. Because that snatch she did after Junie birth, oh my god. And all she did was she danced to get all that weight off. She's beautiful. And that's it.
Yeah, and I do love that song she has, Rose in Harlem.
That's my shit.
Yeah, like, that's a powerful song.
Go on to concrete. You know it ain't sweet. You know me not. Oh my god, now I gotta go listen to the whole album. Thanks.
City going crazy. Top five, no debating. Top five, top five, top five.
Alright, so we're going to get into our top five for this week's show. And our top five is going to consist of porn stars. So,
can you please tell the people, because you chose porn stars. Why did you choose porn stars?
Because we're doing the show on sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like we need to, our top five can go coincide with people that we look at, since we were talking about being accessible to us. And when you don't ruin podcasts by
okay,
sorry. So we so I figured it's top five, we can don't end on sexless, end on at least some names who we watch, and if you don't watch them, maybe you might want to Google them and see what they are about. Of course, your list is probably going to be varied. Mine is going to be all females, since I'm a straight man.
yeah, because mine is very gay right now. number five is, how do you pronounce this? Osha Lovely? Osha? I hope it's Osha. Osha Lovely. That's my number five. She is, like, her skin, like, the chocolate. She's, oh my gosh. She has flawless skin. Number one, she has flawless skin and a great body. I love watching her.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I don't have mine in like a particular top five order.
Yeah,
so since we have that same person on our list, I'm going to go ahead and dot that one off well. And what you said, that skin, like...
Our skin is gorgeous.
Being dark skin and that skin just being just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a major... turn on.
It's like, so beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's something that just catches your eye. Like, you just see that little thumbnail and her skin color, and you're just like,
she's wow. Pretty. She's, like, really pretty, and, like, a lot of people that follow. I don't follow no ugly bitches,
but I do, see. Like, also that she went to school for neuroscience. Same. I'm not sure if she finished school.
I ain't got all her business like that.
But...
I'm like a nigga. Like, but, I don't...
But no, intelligence is the turn on, you know, just the fact that, you know, and because she stopped for a while to do real estate, and she still does real estate, but she has her own, like,
business things,
and porn as well, so, yeah, so that's on both of our lists, so what's your next?
Who's on my list? Pinky, I love Pinky. I don't even think I watched much of Pinky's porns, but I love the whole idea of her. I like the underdogs, first of all, and for her to take agency over her own body and it's like, fuck this. We take tests for doing porn, but I don't know who the fuck you fucking, so yes, we gonna put on a fucking condom. And it was crazy how they, like, people tried to say that she had AIDS and stuff, and not really knowing. Or allowing her to tell her side of the story. Gosh, she's pretty. But, I love Pinky.
Yeah, I respect her, her business mind as far as knowing that porn is a... It has a life show.
Yes.
You're not going to be on top. So she took ownership of a lot of her stuff. So as far as a black female in the industry, she did, do a lot as far as ownership and, you know, controlling your name and your narrative. So I respect her on that aspect, even though she's not on my list. That's here nor there. I'm going to go with someone who is kind of in her time, maybe a little bit before. Cherokee.
Ooh, Diaz. Yeah.
That last name says Diaz. But just she's built like a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you just think of just, like, oof, like, that's what she has. You know, she has the thighs, the butt, you know, everything that we historically fall in love with as black men. And she also, like, controls kind of her own type of content and what she limits. You know, she doesn't, you know, you have a lot of the porn stars where they just would take anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though... it is looked at as a bad business, you know, you still have to have some sense of self-respect in yourself. And she has that. So, that's why I like her.
That's what's up. I haven't heard that name in a while. But my next one is Jet Setting Jasmine.
Some new shit.
Yeah. So, Jet Setting Jasmine is not only a porn star. She teaches... her and her partner are amazing. They have their own content. Like, they have their own website, and they have, like, their paid porn off their own thing. They do, like, sensual porn. I guess BDSM. Like, they have submissives and everything. She teaches. I like that she actually teaches about healthy sex. Like, she has a sex positive website that she talks about how you being a parent and being in the porn industry, excuse me. And she's very open with her children about what they do and pleasing themselves and pleasing and making sure women have agency. So she's like a sexpert also. I want to be her submissive. Like, I'm not great at submitting, but I would definitely be her submissive, her and her partner. Like, I would. I'll pay money to do it too.
My next one is two things on my list. She's the smallest and also the most light skinned.
Are we really doing this? Colorism thing?
Like, no, I'm just saying, like, I noticed it when I was making my list.
With you.
But Misty Stone.
I love Misty with her she's acting ass.
Yeah, she's over. Yeah, she is very dramatic. But
like, bitch, I need to get off now. I'm like, it's distracting.
But a lot with her sex appeal is a lot in her personality. I don't even like. I rarely watch lesbian porn because for me, it's like, what? That's not something that I do.
What?
I don't.
You don't get. You can get techniques. I watch gay porn to get techniques about sucking dick.
Okay, no. But with her, like, the way she
learning experience.
Like, the way she is, like, I can watch that and be intrigued with it. So it's just, like, my thing is personality with her.
I suggest all men watch lesbian porn.
I'm not used to it, just now. It's like, that's not what I'm typing in a search bar.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. I'm going to give you the reason why you should watch gay porn. My next person on my list is King Dior. He is jet-setting Jasmine's partner. And what I like about him, I really don't... historically, men have been very abusive in porn. With him, though, his whole thing is sensual porn also. Like, he doesn't just be out here running to the... That's gonna be like, we should run into that thing like crash dummy. Like, he doesn't be out here just trying to handle women. He makes love to these women, even though he's a porn star and he has a fairly large penis that he just got molded, and he's selling his own penis. It's glorious. It's very glorious. But yeah, he and her, like, they create their own content. And they're entrepreneurs. They create their own content. He models. They teach people how to be sensual. They vlog people. And I want to be their submissive. Like, do what you will, except for shove anything in my ass. Like, it's me.
You said anything though.
Anything. Don't shove it. That's not nice. But there, King Nior, and that's Noire. Like, I have them on speed dial. I follow them both on social media. Well, they even flogged Pinky once, and it was like she didn't know what to do.
They what?
They flogged Pinky.
I don't know.
At a sex. Okay, so it's like a little whip thingy. It's like the frilly things, and they just in a spanking. She didn't. She was about to like. Come all over the damn chair. Like, she's like, oh my god, can y'all do, like, I have to I'm gonna send you the video.
And what you talk about Misty overreacting, Pinky.
Yeah, she is. She, yeah.
You thought they was murdering.
They probably was, because niggas is trash.
But second to last on my list, I'm gonna go with Diamond Jackson.
I don't know who that is.
She's in the kind of like the MILF category. But she is very, very vocal and nasty.
Nasty. Nasty girl.
So, like, just who is totally comfortable in her skin. So she will say whatever. So when when you're able to listen and, you know, whatever, that's, I can watch her for that. Like, just what she says. Like, oof, yes, okay, all right. Yeah, say it that nasty.
Okay.
Say it that way. What's your last one?
My last and the best, say the best for last, is Chanel Hart. Like, oh my God, the lady, like, The reason why you need to watch gay porn is because Chanel Hart can eat some pussy, let me tell you. It's real, like, she can eat pussy better than anybody I've ever seen on video. And if I miss something, please send it to me. I would like to see it. But yeah, she's had some sketchy shit going on. Like, she had this like slave thing. I don't know. She likes white dudes, but she likes black women also. She's well rounded, I should say. But yeah, she can eat pussy better than anybody I have ever seen on film. And men, you should watch her in her porn so you can get some techniques. Because, yes.
She cute too.
I know, right?
So my last one is going to be Naomi Banks. She is tall.
She's tall?
Tall, but she's dark skinned. She has that Osha Lovely type skin. Like, it's just beautiful. And I think her breasts are done. Mm-hmm. And she's in porn, so not surprising. But
damn, all my people are natural.
She's just being dark skinned in the ass. It's just something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like middle age too, so it's like, now that I'm getting old, I don't want to be looking at kids
doing. Yeah, that's weird. Just very, very, very. I want a mature, porn star.
Yeah. So that's our top five in nasty people's. Hope y'all enjoyed this show. Hope y'all learned something, and hope y'all are able to have great, safe sex.
Black sex matters. Black love matters also. Go make love. Make love to yourself. Then go make love to somebody that loves you or like you just a little bit. Whatever floats your boat. Yeah. But go out there and get laid, please. Also, wait. I don't want to see this. Like, you notice that the people that are not... that are well-sexed. They don't be in anybody's business. They don't be starting no drama.
And they don't be serial killers.
They don't be serial killers. Like, go have sex. Because you can tell somebody ain't getting laid or getting the D.
Never said nobody shoot up a school because they got too much pussy.
Right. You should definitely go out. Go forth and be merry. Go do God's work.
Like D.L. usually say, do your part and fuck a weirdo.
Godspeed.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.